From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The western United States has suffered under varying degrees of drought for a few years now, and Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist and author of the U.S. Drought Monitor, says there has been at least some relief in the west.
We've seen targeted relief this spring in the west, mainly across the northern tier. So from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Rockies, it's actually been a relatively cool, wet spring. So those mountain areas have been able to retain snow cover for a considerably longer period than usual. So we have actually above average snowpack now in much of the northwest. That should help in terms of reservoirs being able to retain a slower snow melt this spring across the northern tier of the west.
But despite some recent moisture, Rippey says there's plenty of drought remaining in the southwest.
Once you go from California eastward to the southern Rockies, things really just keep getting worse. 3-year drought for much of that region now. We've had a lot of early season wildfires, symptom reflecting how serious the drought situation is in much of the southwest. The west is kind of a split situation too. We've got drought recovery going on in the northern tier, but worsening drought as you move to the southern half of the region.
It's now the third year that La Nina has impacted U.S. weather, and Rippey says that means more drought in the west and less in the eastern U.S. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report. For more, go to aginfo.net.